And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Dude, bro.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So once again, Jeopardy contestants displaying their pop culture ignorance, I want to
say. What they missed this time?
The category was 90s music, and they showed a picture of Garth Brooks, and nobody knew Garth Brooks.
Oh, what? Come on.
These people are
dicks. Are you kidding me?
There wasn't even a Chris Gaines thrown out there?
Ken Jennings made a clever remark that that's Garth Brooks, Chris Gaines' alter ego.
That's not clever at all. That crowd didn't even know who Garth Brooks was, let alone Chris Gaines.
Well, the crowd probably knew. Nobody.
I mean that is ridiculous.
Someone in the audience knew.
I'm talking about the contestants. That nobody knew Garth Brooks. Was it a '90s looking Garth Brooks too?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The striped shirt, the whole crap. Okay.
No.
The
yeah,
Thunder
the
Rose.
Cowboy hat and the hat. A bow tie on.
Yeah.
A bolo tie.
But it was a low value question.
For that crowd, it should be a high value because they're dumb.
Do you watch
I think the pop culture stuff should be more of a high value for that crowd.
Do you watch the Celebrity Jeopardy, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I saw this story yesterday. I had to look up her name. Apparently, there was an episode sometime earlier this week. It was Macaulay Culkin, Rachel Dratch, and some lady who is a WWE star, Becky Lynch. And they believe that it is the first instance of a player giving zero correct responses through 60 clues.
Nice. Who did that? The wrestler?
Yeah.
Perfect.
This from.
Well, hold on. If you have to be the winner to get the right answer, right?
But
she didn't buzz. She couldn't even buzz in time.
She did not answer one single question correctly throughout the entire show.
So she tried
show.
To answer a few, but got them wrong.
Zero. Yes.
I'm trying to say you don't all get a chance to answer. Whoever hits the buzz wins, right?
Right.
But she finished.
But she had,
so that means she just didn't buzz as quick as anybody. She might have known some
or
answers.
When she did have a chance to answer correctly, she didn't.
Right. Some people finish in negative money.
Oh yeah. Lots.
So she's not.
Don't you think a lot of that time
worse than
a lot of that times you're just not buzzing quick enough. But I would know more answers too.
But 60 opportunities, you don't get lucky once on the buzzer.
You don't get the floor wiped with you like that.
No, that's exceptionally bad. They said Macaulay Culkin had 25 correct, 3 incorrect. Rachel had 20 correct, 2 incorrect. Becky had 0 correct. She had 5 opportunities where she buzzed in and won, and was 0-for-5 on those, and missed both of the missed the final Jeopardy as well.
Well, those ones are hard,
right? Ryan said much. There's a butt category. So you might want to look at the butt category.
For Jeopardy?
Yeah.
It's like, whose butt is this?
I don't know. Precisely, I haven't gotten around
to that. Is
that
Celebrity Jeopardy?
That's Celebrity Jeopardy.
Okay. Yeah,
her head hit the turnbuckle too many times. That's probably the reason.
Oh, yeah. What is butt?
Yeah.
I think going in, I think if I'm reading this correctly.
Is she hot at least? She's got to be hot.
Oh, right? Of course, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's all that matters.
Through the first two rounds of the game, she failed to give a single correct response.
Jeopardy champion? I'd rather bang her than Rachel Dratch, although Rachel's a very funny lady, but you know.
Through the first two rounds, Macaulay Culkin had $8,700, Rachel Dratch had $7,600, and Becky Lynch had minus $2,500.
Oh, so she was in the negative.
She finally broke her streak on the 73rd clue of the game in Triple Jeopardy.
Yeah, there's Triple Jeopardy in the Celebrity Jeopardy.
And she was able to give the correct answer in Final Jeopardy. And after she was given $500 just to even play in that round.
Felt sorry for her?
Yeah, they gave her pity money.
Yeah, well, it's all charity.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah, usually they don't let you play if you're in the red. In a regular game, but if it's for charity, for like the Celebrity Jeopardy stuff is.
Yeah, so she ended up, so she got, she bet the whole 500, she got the final Jeopardy, so she got $1,000 to give to whatever charity she was supporting there.
And Ken Jennings the full-time host now?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think they should do Stone Jeopardy, and everybody on the panel should just be high as hell, and that way, and all know stuff, but just know it like a minute later, you know. Nobody pushes a button, and everybody just pauses like that. That'd be great. And Todd could get on that one, you know.
Well, yeah, and they always say if you study stoned, you should take the test stoned.
Yeah, stoners
like
say
you
that.
With Jeopardy. Yeah, stoner. It was always stoners.
I've never heard that before, but that makes sense.
Therein lies why guys aren't in college as much as chicks. Study stone, man. You take the test stone. That's the way it works.
I remember thinking that was brilliant. Like, okay.
Yeah, spoiler alert, Rachel Dratch did that whole I'm going to beat you by $1 thing to Macaulay Culkin.
That's common.
McCulkin got a star on the Walk of Fame. I saw that the other day. Yeah.
Him or his brother?
He did. No, Macaulay did. Macaulay did, right? Yeah.
This seemed to take forever for people to get. Like, well, shouldn't he have gotten one in 94?
No, it's that political.
You spend your own money, and you have your other people sign up. Like, I remember years ago.
I thought you had to have advocates or something for that.
Well, you do, but listen, I remember, I get it now because he's much more famous, but Ryan Seacrest had one like 20 years ago. And it was like, what? Ryan Seacrest? That was pretty early. Now he's all over the TV, and I get it. But
now he has all the jobs.
Right, yeah. You just, you got to be famous to begin with, but you pay for the installment of it yourself, and you have to have so many petitioners, so people can go out and they can hunt
Seacrest probably
down.
Wanted one because the radio station that he worked at the time, he was also doing a bunch of TV hosting. Mm-hmm. It's right on Hollywood Boulevard, he probably wanted to see his name as he walked into the studio.
Famous enough. You're right, he should have been on there years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, right.
Well, like I say, they need to give his brother one right next to him now.
He's so good, right?
Make the most of your holidays by celebrating Christmas at Biltmore. Enjoy a breathtaking tour of America's largest home, filled with shimmering Christmas trees and adorned in all its Yuletide glory. Then, don't miss your last chance to experience our immersive digital art exhibit, Italian Renaissance Alive, during its final weeks. Visit now and enjoy a second day free. Learn more at Biltmore.com.
Okay, the rule of thumb used to be, I love this, so I was doing some math in my head, and the older a guy gets, the younger the chick gets from him, too, by the way. There used to be an idea, the rule of thumb was if you're dating somebody, this is both ways, by the way, half your age plus 7 years. So if say you're 40, that means a 27-year-old girl is about as low as you could go. But if you're 60, the girl's 37 years.
Yeah.
And if you're 70, you know, she's 42.
42.
So this benefits the older person in these relationships, that rule of thumb. You know,
Matthew,
I guess they do it that way to make sure everybody's over 18.
Matthew has a theory here. They said the dating older men trend has to do with a change in the idea of I want a project and I will mold a guy into what I want. Now, instead, they'll date an older guy who probably has it together, is done going out to the bar, drinking all night, chasing other women. So they buy a pre-made one instead of a do-it-yourself.
I do believe some of that's true about the guy's done everything else, is tired of it. Right? Yeah. I don't believe that all guys hit on chicks. I think a lot of guys hit on chicks that are married, but married guys, but I don't think all guys do that. Now, all guys continue to drink, but that doesn't mean they're all chasing women. Because you get to a certain age, you know, women don't care.
Yet the last thing they're interested in is you.
Exactly. And if you don't know that at a certain age, depending who you're talking to, you know, a younger girl, you know, if you don't know that at a certain age, you're just gross, you know.
Right.
You're just gross.
It's like, the creepy dude. Hey. Right.
I bought some jeans yesterday at the mall, and I went to a store. I know I like these jeans, and I get them. Everybody, the two girls waiting on me were literally probably 20. And to me, when I interact with 20-year-old girls, that's about it. in that situation, you know, either a restaurant.
And we show you the Sansa belts, sir.
Yeah, I just act like I'm what they think I am, an old dude.
No, you don't come out and say
somebody's dad.
Do these Levi's make my ass pop?
No. You're right.
That's what I would do.
They're looking at me like I'm somebody's dad, which I am. In fact, I have a 20-year-old daughter, and I just go, I don't do anything. Now, if I walked in there at 28, 35, maybe even, I'm going to go, yeah, I'm not going to hit, but I'm going to act a little different. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to be gross around these people because I like that term. Nick,
well, not intentionally gross.
Yeah, true. But I mean, you got to realize what they're looking
at. No, we can be polite. We can be gentlemen.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. In fact, I lean that way more because I don't want anybody thinking I'm the old creep, you know?
Right.
At all.
What are the odds that they'd be into you?
Zero.
Not zero. Yeah. Right.
Zero.
Right.
They're into like young dudes their age.
There's a 1% chance.
All the time, though.
Come on. Give us 1%.
Maybe very small.
Yeah, so maybe 1%.
Saying there's a chance.
But not at that age. I mean, you know.
Maybe slightly less.
And now with my son being 19 and he can pull. And I see younger people, I just say, yeah, this is what they want, you know. They don't want this. They
I used
want
to look like that.
Exactly.
I used to look like that.
I'm just saying. You know, it's just I get it. Now, if you meet in a certain situation, I guess if you talk to somebody over a period of time, I hate to use the word 20. That's pretty young there. But say mid-late 20s.
Yeah, and somebody not old enough to go to a bar.
Yeah, exactly. You know. But I've known guys, and Todd's known guys, that try to act like you said. Yeah, a little bit.
Like they stopped aging at 35.
Right.
Mentally, they probably did.
Right.
But physically, no, you don't look like you're 35.
But the 20-year-old girl looking at him isn't thinking that.
No, not at all. Yeah. Not at all.
My dad loves your show. Right. Yeah. My grandfather loves your show. Heard that one before. You know. And my older brother loves your show.
And nice pants.
Right, yeah.
Did you say take me to the skinny jeans section?
Of course I got skinny jeans.
Come on.
Yeah,
did you get some with all the jewels on the back pocket?
No, I don't like the jewels. I do like the modern jeans, the thin stuff. Yeah, I'm not wearing Levi's or, you know, Lee's, you know. I do like the modern thin jeans, but not that thin that way. I mean, like, material-wise.
What's wrong with Levi's?
They're boxy butts.
I kind of like Levi's. Yeah.
Boxy butts. Yeah.
That's old man jeans, you know.
We're not cool enough. Well,
I don't ride a bull like you guys do. You know,
no,
you guys,
Levi's.
Yeah.
Levi. Every Levi's are. Everybody wears Levi's.
Bull riding jeans, yeah.
You don't get the boot cut ones. They make a lot of different styles.
I don't like those jeans, but I'm fine with it. I get it.
No, the 20-year-old girl who sold me my Levi's said they really make my ass pop.
Yeah, she was hitting on you, man.
Like, yes, sir, it does. Just pay for these and let's go, please.
Whatever it takes to get you out the damn door.
Sorry, sir, you don't have an ass, is what she said.
Right.
I'd like to see if your ass fits in those, but you don't have an ass.
Let's see if you can boogie out the door.
Can I get my dad doesn't have an ass either.
Can I get the jeans with the built-in knee sleeve?
Yeah.
Do you have those?
Or the padded, with the built-in Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah. There you go.
That'd be good.
But if you are a 25-year-old girl and even a 45-year-old guy walks up to you, you're probably going,
Ew. Right.
Yeah.
What's an 8-track?
Right. Remember that scene? There was a great scene. We all watched the show. We loved the show, Nip Tuck, where the one guy is banging that really hot younger chick. And I think on Nip Tuck, that guy was probably in his mid-40s at this time. And she said, when she broke up with him, she said she was grossed out by gray pubes.
Yeah.
For some reason, I remember that scene at a big time. Yeah.
Did it hit a little close to home when you saw it the first time?
Well, I think everybody has gray pubes, you know. Yeah. Same with the girls, though. Yeah.
Gray's better than them just falling out.
Is it?
That's what I always say. Right.
Well, in certain situations, I would just imagine them falling out constantly.
You pull your pants off and just hair flying out of them.
Right, it's like a Christmas tree just dropping needles.
Yeah.
You get rid of the gray pubes by getting a little tube of that pubes be gone.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I still got that. Yeah,
the pubes.
It did work.
Are gone.
It did work. I noticed that.
Love that song.
Yeah. You all noticed. Pubes are gone. I noticed. Pubes I don't have any pubes. Gone. Look at that. All right.
Jamie Lissow, Craig Peters, Sean Gannat. Next hour on the program, going to be here. Next on Comedy Tonight, where you at, Nick?
Yeah, tonight, Cameron Logsdon and I will be in Louisville, Nebraska at Good Time Saloon at 9
p.m. It's ladies' night tonight for Nick, and they're calling that ladies' night. All right, phone back.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.